Muy buenos días y gracias por acompañarnos de nuevo. Escuchas Mi Comunidad a través de Mega 101 y el día de hoy estaremos platicando con la señora Debbie Ortiz, Chief Development Officer para la organización de AMA. AMA obviamente es la escuela ubicada en el East End y estamos muy familiarizados con el campus, con los servicios que ofrece y obviamente todo lo que ofrece a la comunidad, especialmente ahora que están iniciando el Early Child Care Center. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about AMA. We know it's located in the East End. For a lot of our listeners, we're very, very familiar with it. But tell us a little bit about, for those that are new to it, what they offer to the community and to the surrounding area.
Thank you for that. Yes, we're located right off the Gulf Freeway near Griggs. But we, some people don't know that we actually have six different locations. So not all of it is at that main campus. We have our charter school district, which is located there at 6001 Gulf Freeway. And then we have a second charter school, which is off near Parker and Hardy, the North Freeway. And that has been in existence for 5 years. And then we have a prevention and counseling department, which is at Clifton, about 15 minutes away from the main campus. And then within that central area, we have six different programs that take place there. There's the early childhood development. We also have Adelante, which is our adult education. And we have a work and learn center for disconnected youth, which is for people young people who are between 16 and 24, who may have graduated or have their high school equivalency, but they haven't yet gone into a real career path. So we're helping them to figure out how to do that.
Awesome. And let's talk a little bit about the Early Child Care Center. I know it's opening soon or it's already open. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, it has actually reopened. Unfortunately, we had to close it during COVID. We reopened in March with very few children because many of the parents weren't yet going back to work. So that program has grown to about 30 children right now. And this is anywhere from infants for 6 weeks all the way through pre-K, 3 and 4 year olds. And the center itself began about 15 years ago as a resource for our charter school students who may have dropped out of school because of pregnancy or because they were teen parents. So our students can bring their children there. And we also have opened it up to the community. In fact, when we reopened, we extended the hours so that it's more helpful for working parents. So we are there from 6:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And that extended day has really helped to provide the additional childcare to the area.
Absolutely. What kind of curriculum do they offer at the Early Child Care Center?
Well, they have, it's more of an individualized, but they do offer both in English and Spanish. So this is a good opportunity. If Spanish is spoken in the home, it's a good chance for the younger children to learn English. And we also offer parenting classes, which is very important so that, the parents are really the first resource that young children have. So we want to make them be positioned for as much success as possible. And we provide a number of other resources to the children that are there, depending on their needs, because we have a lot of wraparound services. So if they need, formula or diapers, that sort of thing, we do accept donations of those types of items.
Wonderful. And this is based out of the Gulf Freeway location, correct? The main campus.
That's correct. Yes. And we are actively, seeking new students right now. In fact, we just extended our staffing because for each, different classroom that we offer for the different age groups, we have a real good ratio. And it's one of the best quality daycare centers in the area. We actually are NACE accredited, which only 2% of the centers in the country are able to achieve that. And we're a United Way Bright Beginnings program. So we offer a very high quality, and we also work to give people scholarships so that the daycare care is affordable for any family.
Correct. And then I know that some of the parents, like you mentioned, go to school, attend classes at AMA, whether it's for adults, whether they're trying to finish their school year or GED. So this helps a lot. This program is amazing that you could actually, have somebody to watch your child while you're going to school, and with such wonderful hours for those that also work. Where can they get more information as far as registration go, enrollment? And now, do you offer it for only those that live within the area, or is it pretty much open to those that are interested?
It's open to anyone, anywhere. Of course, you just have to bring your child there. We don't offer busing at this time, but the information will be on our website, which is aama.org, O-R-G. You can learn about not only the Early Childhood Development Center, but also the other programs that I mentioned.
Wonderful. And of course, we have to talk about the 50th anniversary of AMA. Obviously, I didn't know. I'm very familiar with this campus from an earlier on. My mother actually learned to speak English at this campus very, very early on, before it was this huge, amazing campus on the Gold Freeway. So I'm very familiar with it, and I'm very happy to hear that it's the 50th anniversary. So how are we going to celebrate it, and what can we expect?
Well, it's been an interesting ride, you know, the last year and a half. We actually were formed in 1970, but we were incorporated in 1971. So now in 2021, we are going to have our long-awaited annual gala celebration on October the 1st. And this year, because it is such a special year, we will be at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And we have lots of wonderful things planned, including we're bringing back our band with dancing at the end of the program. And we have live and silent auctions. You know, a lot of dignitaries will be there. And you'll get to hear from the people who have benefited from the program and find out how the money is spent from the money, you know, that we raise through this annual event. It's really what we consider our signature event. And it's always been the place to be. So this year we're planning to make it even more spectacular.
Is it open is it open for anybody, or if anybody would like to continue to just kind of make a donation? Do you have to be a student to attend? How does it work?
No, it's open for the general community, and it is kind of a high dollar event. It also is on our website at aama.org, O-R-G. You can just put /gala, and the information is there, or they're welcome to call me because I'm the one staffing the event. My number is 713-929-2322. The invitations just went into the mail, but we are still seeking sponsors, you know, for tables of 10. And this year we will have larger than usual tables, just so people can kind of feel a little more comfortable with the space that they're occupying.
Awesome. De nuevo, si apenas nos estás acompañando, estamos platicando con Debbie Ortiz, Chief Development Officer para la organización de AMA, la escuela AMA, muy conocida en el East End, platicando sobre el Early Child Care Center para aquellos padres de familia que no solamente están estudiando, pero que también trabajan. Ellos ofrecen este cuidado para los niños. Para más información, los puedes visitar a través de ama.org para la registración y todos los requisitos. Now, Debbie, very quickly, I would like to touch on your schools. You have one at the Gulf Freeway and one in North Houston that are range from the grades from early child care, obviously, through middle school, I believe. Can we talk just a little bit about that?
Yes, it's actually, we currently do not offer elementary school. So it's the pre-K, and then we come back at middle school through high school. And it is a charter school, so it's a free public school, and we don't turn away any student. You know, despite whatever challenges someone may be experiencing that they haven't been able to be successful in other school districts, we really meet the students where they are and help them place a priority on graduating from high school and then working with them again to establish that career path that they're looking to meet.
And whether they're interested in registering for the Gold Freeway location or the North Houston location, they can find that information at ama.org, ama.org, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's the George I. Sanchez School District, and those two campuses will be found on our website.
And how has this school year been for everybody over at AMA?
Well, it's been interesting. Last year was very, you know, just
tough. For everybody, very up and down.
So we were so excited. Our teachers are ecstatic to be back on campus. We are offering face-to-face, you know, classes. And that's really what our students most need, is that, you know, hand-holding, if you will, And it's just a very exciting time for them. We have a lot of different protocols in place. You know, they are encouraged to wear a mask. We have them walking two different ways with, you know, to make sure they're not really on top of each other in the hallways, as students have a way of doing. So we have a lot of safety measures, but we feel really good about what we're doing. And so far we've been able to keep, you know, the COVID cases low, and we have been offering testing and even vaccines over the summer to help the community deal with the issue that we still have.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Debbie Ortiz, Chief Development Officer for AMA, para las escuelas AMA. Para más información, los puedes visitar a través de aama.org, ubicados en el East End. Cuentan con dos campuses, uno en el East End, en el Gulf Freeway, muy conocido, que es el campus, el main campus, y otro hacia el norte de la ciudad de Houston. Obviamente, para más información, a través de la página de internet. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. Mi nombre es Alia Escobar y escuchas Mi Comunidad a través de Mega 101. Buen día.